Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Mickey Duval, Economic Development Director for Mitchell County, North Carolina.
We welcome Mickey back again today to talk more about economic development and especially with an eye on Mitchell County.
Another big part of our economic development, a lot of people don't realize, is it's not about just bringing in industry, it's retaining. You look at Barkhouse, you look at BRP, you look at, I call it now Unum and Sebelco, because everybody don't know that Unum went to Sebelco and to the big board, and then Quartz, and even McManus, Microwave, some of those, PRC, up on the mountain, on Humpback Mountain, where the old Henry Don plant was located, where our industrial park's at. Now a major player. If you've not been up and rode up to PRC, you ought to do it. You'll see a lot of Amazon trucks.
I started to say, is that where the Amazon trucks are going?
That's where all the Amazon trucks are going, and a lot of other trucks right now.
Yeah.
So big plans for PRC in the future, we hope.
Well, that's wonderful. And the diversity is a real trick to it, because you want different folks doing different stuff. It's really important.
And exactly. I mentioned Malin, Dr. John Boyd, and Malin Community College with the Pine Bridge Project, and also with the town, with the Pine Bridge Connector, the bridge itself to that project and to the town, is very, very instrumental in what we're trying to do. There's just a lot going on in Mitchell County, Bruce. Pine Bridge Project, Boyd is going to move cosmetology over there. The Coliseum is going to be renovated. The boutique hotel will be in operation. Hopefully the bridge, we had the Speaker of the House here 3 weeks ago, Tim Moore. I walked him across the Pine Bridge, drove him down Crooked 226 and asked him for hundreds of thousands of dollars, or should say hundreds of millions of dollars to fix 226, but we're working on it. We're chipping away. That's what we need to do, all pulling together and chipping away at that tree.
And again, if folks are curious, want more information, your Facebook page is a good place to start, and then also your website.
Yes, the website will introduce you to the county and some of the things about the Economic Development Commission. And it does link you to the Department of Commerce with Tony Copeland's office, Secretary of Commerce. And we know a lot of folks down at Commerce by name that we can refer you to, or I can pick up the phone anytime and just call them. In fact, I've had them on speed dial for many months. And then also, if you want up-to-date reports, we usually feature up-to-date SBA reports. I think we just ran a report on the 8 resolutions for the new year that SBA was talking about as far as marketing goes.
Yeah.
Our director's report is also posted on the Facebook page, so please look at our Facebook page on a daily basis.
Mickey's always up to something. One thing I do want to ask you about, we haven't talked about, you're the executive director of Mitchell County Economic Development Commission. Is that the right term?
That's correct.
So now let's talk a little bit of governmental, because without a number of governmental bodies that are chipping in all this, we talked about how everybody was pulling together.
Sure.
You have a board that is more or less your boss.
That's right. We have an Economic Development Commission right now. Richard Knipe, the Spruce Pine town manager. We have Charles Vines. Now, Charles Vines wearing a lot of hats right now.
Yeah, he does tend to have a hat or two.
He's doing a great job, but he does a great job as our clerk, does our minutes for us, just meticulous job on our minutes. And then we have Rob Heffron, who is our finance officer. And then we have Van Phillips is our vice chairman. He does a wonderful job when Richard can't be there. So Van has been in development all his life and done an excellent job in the community. And the Phillips Foundation does an excellent job in giving to a lot of charitable causes. And we're glad to have Van on our board amongst our other members. We have members that represent, and I know I'm going to miss somebody if I start naming names.
Yeah, don't name them all, because we'll get in trouble.
Yeah, we'll get in trouble. But just to name a few, of course, Patty Jensen with Chamber of Commerce, outstanding member on our board, Chris Gentry, John Boyd's on our board. And I think we've just about named all of them.
About all of them.
But all those folks donate their time and energy and put up with me to further the cause of economic development in Mitchell County. We appreciate every one of them from the bottom of our heart.
Well, and you named a group of people, every one of them. I'm sitting here thinking, well, yeah, that one's good, that one. They all really do. They have in their heart trying to make it better. They really do.
And we can't leave out the commissioners. The commissioners fund us. And, you know, if you've got the power of the purse, you have the power. So we appreciate the funding the commissioners give us each year. We're going to be asking for more funding. We're trying to launch the Mitchell County Marketing Entrepreneurial Assistance Program to help businesses all across Mitchell County with their marketing efforts. And this will be coming before our board in January for possible approval or further consideration.
Right.
But without their funding of our efforts, we could not do what we do.
Yeah. Well, and one thing about it, the commissioners have been behind you, and a lot of these new programs that you've been able to put together is because you get the support from everybody.
That's right. And when we have a building reuse project, the first thing we have to do is go before the commissioners, and we have to have a public hearing. We get a resolution for that. That's required by the state. So without their help, we can't make a building reuse project go. We have to have the highest elected official in the county, the chairman, sign the building reuse grant programs, formerly Danny Burleson, and now it's Jacob Willis signing off on some of this stuff.
Well, there's lots going on, and I hope that we can get together regularly and talk a little bit more on the radio about what's going on, because I've always got people, you know, coming to me, what's going on with this, that, and the other, and it's good to know.
And we do, and we want folks to know we do have offices in Spruce Pine and Bakersville, but as it is with economic development, usually you'll find me in office writing a grant. Otherwise, I'm out shaking the bushes in the community visiting with these different entities, developing building reuse grants or whatever they need to keep the business flowing.
Well, that's what you do. Mickey, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Look forward to talking with you again soon.
Bruce, thank you so much, and what you all do for a public service.
Thank you so much to Mickey Duvall of Mitchell County Economic Development. Fascinating conversation. And even if you live in Avery County or Yancey County or even McDowell County, a lot of what Mickey said is what's going on in your county as well. This just gave us an opportunity. I was able to sit down and talk with Mickey and find out more, really an aim to Mitchell County, but about economic development overall. It is very important for all of us, and we should support them as much as we can. Remember, this conversation is a three-part series. If you missed part one and two, they're available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up. Thank you again to Mickey Duvall of Mitchell County Economic Development. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.